It's the presence. It's the uplift. It's the grand spirit that's on the inside of me can take me to the same place as we were on Sunday. So this is just a precursor of your week. Crystalline dance in the spirit. Thank God. That does something for us. But that's just not for Sunday morning. When Derek Cannon ministers Wednesday night, he'll minister in the spirit, right? Because it's just another continuation of the lives that we're living in the spirit. We've got to find that higher place. We've got to find this law in the spirit. Just like there's a law of gravity that, you know, inanimate things go up, they fall right back down. It's just the law. But see, there's a spiritual law that if you find it, you can stay lifted over and over and over and over again, so that every time you read, every time you pray, you get lifted. Every time you go to the store, you get lifted. Every time you wake up in the morning, there's this lifting. It's kind of off the earth into another realm, into another zone where the spirit's taken over. He's alive on the inside of me, and I can live this life daily. This is moving all across the PWM land. I'm saying it like that. You know what I'm trying to say? It's moving across the PWM land. You know, and God's taking what might have been desolate in the PWM land, and he's starting to make it a flowery field. One by one, person by person, stroke by stroke, life by life, there's a life over the grave. There's a life beyond death that we enter into, and it starts to take us over. It's the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that's delivered me from the law of sin and death.
First of all, today is my son Charles's birthday, 38 years old. And so I called him on my way before I left to come to church this morning. And there was a young man in the background saying, tell your mom, pray for me, man. And so when we got together in the prayer room, I told the team at the end, could we pray for them? And our prayer, one of the things we prayed for those guys were that that during the worship, that we would worship on their behalf. We are so connected, man. You just don't know. We are so connected. And then she comes out here and declares some things, which those things were the things that needed to be declared over those young men's lives. And she danced and worshiped on their behalf. We all did. So I just wanted to share that.
That's good. That's good. When you get in the spirit, you get connected, and you really don't know how well we're connected. Okay, so we'll walk after this new realm. Please, you know, the reading of Pastor Jerry read, it's like the high places are calling us, you know. And, you know, you learn it and then give it to your children. Your children, like she said, are just waiting for this stuff. We had examples today. Just heard another one. Guys, it's the law of the spirit. Find it. Find it. Find it. Everything else is death. Everything else you're flirting with death is what Proverbs said. Let's get out of this realm and get into the spiritual realm, the law of the spirit of life, and let that take us over. And then let's take eagle's wings and fly on it. You know, I think I sent something up by Simpson the other day about, you know, weakness and strength. There's a strength of God that can take you like eagle's wings above this realm and release you from the earth altogether, from earth's concerns and earth's gravity, so to speak, and get you in the spirit, and your mind changes, your thought changes. It's a law on the inside, though. He wants to come and dwell inside you. See, that's not, you know, initial salvation is getting the born again experience, you know, that one time thing. But then there comes this indwelling. And that's what most of the church doesn't have. They don't know him in the inner man. They don't know him dwelling and taking over them from the inside out. So I'll do this and then we'll quit. Praise God. But the spirit makes intercession for us. It's all his work. You know, when you get the Holy Spirit, you get everything. You get the Holy Spirit, you get everything. It's all in one. You know, people talk about a panacea. Get the Holy Spirit, you got a panacea. He's all in one. So, like Paul would pray, you know, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believe, right? It's a subsequent experience. You know, I believe, but I haven't received his indwelling yet. So I say the Holy Spirit will come upon Alma in a deep way. I'm praying for her for the Spirit of the Holy Spirit will come dwell in her heart. Yeah, I know she's saved already, but we need that deep indwelling. Have you received him since you believe? See, you know, the devil has put a mask over our eyes about that. You know, I'm saved. I don't, you know, no. And I spoke in tongues. Well, have you really received him since you believed? So, God, we thank you for this believing grace and receiving of the Holy Spirit deep on this inside of us this afternoon, this day. The Holy Spirit come dwell deep in our hearts by faith, and that we're rooted and grounded in his kind of love. Without this indwelling, we fly away from God's way really, really fast, because the only way we can do it is if he's indwelling in us and enabling us to serve, to worship, to dance. You know who enabled Kristen to dance up here? The Holy Spirit enabled her. She couldn't do that on her own, right? Don't let him fool us. You know, the Holy Spirit brings you back to things. I'm going to do a Pastor Jerry. I remember in high school, the cheerleaders would sing that song, "Have you got the Spirit? Yeah. Have you got the Spirit? Yeah, yeah. Have you got the Spirit?" Then show it in you something, you know, right? I'm going to go that part, right? But y'all trying to see what I'm saying? We've been masked by this. It's just a matter of confession. God, I thank you for salvation, but I need a deeper, I need a friend living on the inside of me. That's who Pastor Jerry read about, that friend that wants to live inside of you. His name, Holy Spirit of Wisdom. And he'll teach you every drop of it from the inside, though. It'll change your mind from the inside. He'll heal your body from the inside. But it all has to start with you receiving him as this friend.
Amen. Heaven is here. Heaven is here. This morning, I got here early. The worship team get here around 9 o'clock to prepare and everything. And Dee gets here before all of us. She puts on what I call heaven music, because every time you walk in that room, you feel heaven. You know that heaven is here in this place. So anyway, the music she was playing, basically what was going on in the spirit, they were singing about being in God's presence in the throne room. And basically saying, you know, heaven is here. And what I was picking up in the spirit is that heaven is here. Heaven is in us, living in our spirits, living in our hearts, and also surrounding us. So as she was, as the spirit was moving and the music was playing, I was hearing, it's negative for somebody to say, why is your head always in the cloud, in the clouds? But that's how heaven wants. That's how God wants us to be. He always wants our head to be in the clouds, and in that, you know, all we're seeing is heaven, God, the heavenly angels, you know, the throne room scene, and we're not thinking about our cares, our worries, you know, our difficulties that we have to go with, because we're focused on him, and our heads are in the clouds, and we're not looking at our worries. There's a higher provision, spiritual provision, because we're concerned about our spiritual needs being fulfilled in the Holy Spirit through him, and because that need is being fulfilled first and our heads being in the clouds, the things in the natural are going to be automatically stirred into the direction they're supposed to go. The provision is going to come through, and the natural is already lost in the spirit. We're already having our spiritual needs being met first and over everything else.
Have you got the Spirit? Set your affections on things above, where Christ sits on the right hand of the Father. For you are dead and your lives are hidden with Christ in God. Then mortify the deeds of the flesh. Set your mind on heaven first, then mortify the deeds. Got to come in that order. Praise God. Deborah, would you come pray for us as we let go? You can close the prayer, please. God bless you. Today is like no other day.
God bless you. God bless us. He has blessed us. Thank you so much, Father God, for your blessings. Thank you for the richness of your blessings upon our lives today, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, wisdom. Spirit of wisdom, hallelujah. Thank you for this day. Thank you for all that has been accomplished. We bless you. We bless you. We love you so much. We just run to you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have in store for us. We want it. We want it. We want it. We thank you for it. We love you so much. We give you honor, glory, and praise, all of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
God bless you. Enjoy your day in the spirit. Amen.